This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith, courts one into right, down the line, it may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Birds on a Bat Friday in 3, 2, 1. Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to a Friday edition of Two Birds and a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. As always, coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Well, title of the show today is pretty simple. The sun did indeed come out today. I know the sky was falling last night, and you know, the mighty Casey struck out, and series is over. They blew it. It's all over. But last time I checked, we won the first game. And I guess we can talk about should we have won the second game. And I would not tell anybody you're wrong for thinking we should have won the second game. I think myself and my cohort in crime will both be agreeing that we should have won that damn game. But we didn't. So, therefore, all we can do is play game three. And I think if I would have told most of you, you know, a month ago, you know, 2 months ago, shoot, a week ago, that we'd be playing in a game three to move on to a division series with Jack Flaherty on the mound, and they don't have one of their top two guys on the mound, I think you'd have took it. And I think, you know, if you'd say, no, that's not good enough, well, that's okay too. But I don't know. I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to be happy that they're playing for a game. Would I have liked to have won last night? I'm a human being. I'm a Cardinal fan. Of course I was upset they lost last night. But guess what, man? That's the game. Shit happens. And to talk about that shit happening, let's welcome in my friend and yours, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, Jimbo?
Tough one last night, yeah. Huh?
It was very tough. It was very tough to watch. You have to really understand to not be mad. You know what I mean? Like, you have to understand the game a little bit more, not to get upset. You have to understand that those two walks, that Cabrera issue on that inning came back and haunt us. The pitch to Tatis was supposed to be in the dirt. He left it right up the middle. The pitch to Machado is supposed to be down and away, and it ended up middle up. But if you understand, if you see it only that way, you get mad. But if you understand it through the whole year, these guys have been pitching their butt off, man. Cabrera has been pitching great. Gio has been pitching unbelievable. You know, they've been doing a great job. They've been saving us the game. Actually, Gio saved the game the day before when he struck out Tatis. So you can't be mad. I mean, obviously you want to end up the game there and in the series 6-2. But at the same time, I'm with you. You get a game three, Jack Flaherty on the mound, and they don't even know who they're pitching. So, I mean, I'll take that.
Well, I will say this. We've got him going today. Yeah, I mean, our bullpen, I think, at times has been, like, lights out, right? I mean, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's been lights out at times. I think some guys made some real good steps forward, you know. And the bottom line is a couple of those guys didn't come through for us yesterday. It's pretty simple, you know. I mean, I like, how are you going to sit here and complain? I mean, Cabrera has really emerged, I think. Is he a finished product? I don't think so. Is Cabrera walking a couple guys like that on the table? Probably. Like, when he comes in, that's a chance, you know. You know, you don't expect Gallegos to come in and get got like that, but it happens. Yeah, you know, here's another thing. Great players make great plays, right? Yeah. Great players make great plays. And I understand the whole pitch the day before thing, but how in the world are you going to be in the playoffs and your starting pitchers don't go more than four innings and guys not pitch back-to-back days? Who has that many guys in their bullpen that they feel comfortable just throwing out there without throwing out their top relievers in back-to-back days?
And they are lucky. They are lucky that Myers ended up hitting that home run, because they were about to warm up Miller and Reyes. So Chilty, you know, played out and said, hey, listen, I mean, we're behind. Let's bring Whitley. Let's bring Tyler Webb. And let's save at least Reyes with a day off and Miller with a day off for tomorrow with Fleury going. But it's not an excuse, though. It's not an excuse that they pitched the day before. That's not what I'm trying to say here with you, Jimbo. I'm trying to say that probably, you know, worked against them, you know, in a way. You know, they didn't feel as power as they normally feel. It could have happened. Could have they done their job? Yeah, they could have too. But they're not looking for any excuse. They just didn't execute the pitch. You know, you walk the 8 and 9 to face up Grisham, and then you face up Tatis and Machado. You're asking for trouble, man. I mean, I called it yesterday on our radio, you know, in Spanish. I said it very clearly. We brought them back. We, as Cardinals, the team of the Cardinals brought those guys back up. And let me tell you this, it's very dangerous to go out and play today against those guys, because they got hot. Now you have Tatis being hot. Now you got Machado being hot. Myers, 2 home runs. He got hot. He feels good. So we did it, though, Jimbo, as a team, you know. We did it. We brought them back. We had them where we wanted to. 2 walks. A blast and things like that that just kept falling off.
Well, I would say this. We have a great opportunity today to send, again, I'm not naive. Jack Flaherty, I don't think to a man has pitched like we all know that he can pitch. But again, if I told you, seriously, you've watched the games. Obviously, you played at the highest level. But the truth is, you've called these games. So you've had a chance to be there and see the games and call them. If I'd have told you a week ago that we have a chance to move on to the NLDS with Jack Flaherty on the mound in a clinching game, would you have took that?
Yeah, especially the way they were playing, Jimbo. I mean, we weren't playing hot. Did you remember the whole season or what? Because I don't remember us being over 500 at any point. We were fighting. We were digging out of holes. We were down 2 games. We were down 1 game, you know, and 500, you know, and it wasn't easy the whole year. We had a lot of people struggling the whole time, the whole 2 months. It wasn't easy for us. So for me to sit here and hear Jack Flaherty for the 3rd game of the series, I'm on my good seat, man. I'm happy. I'll take it. You know, the Padres right now, they have no idea who they're gonna throw. Another thing is, their bullpen has pitched 2 days in a row. Most of their good guys, most of their shutdown guys, has pitched 2 days in a row. So even if they pitch the 3rd day, who knows how they're gonna be? I'll take my chances. Flaherty on the 3rd day, and the Padres don't even know who's pitching.
Well, it sounds to me, I don't know, do you think we might get their young, can't-miss superstar? I mean, do you think that's who we're going to get?
Lamet is hurt.
And was it Gore?
Oh, they don't know yet. They haven't said it, right? They thought it was just going to be a bullpen day, but I mean, they could bring somebody in and pitch today. But anyways, it doesn't matter. I think we have Flaherty. The guys are there. This is another thing we got to point out, Jimbo. We're all talking about the bullpen, how it, you know, it went away yesterday, and they got hit pretty good. How about our hitters? I mean, obviously, we got a couple plays that the Padres help us, but it doesn't matter. The hitters still score nine runs. I mean, they kept battling with these guys. I mean, they knew these guys as a powerhouse. Our hitters, they went out and they battled with them. They battle. I mean, this is a battle. Remember, we're not supposed to be competing, not even close to these guys with the Padres. And the next series, if we win, it's going to be the Dodgers. So nobody's going to give us a little crappy chance against the Padres or the Dodgers. So, and these guys battle up, man. They battle up. You got to give them some freaking good credit to the hitters, man. They battle out there. The only one, obviously, striking out five times in a game and then coming back and being in the lineup, it's pretty hard to watch. But he likes him in the defense.
But, you know, I thought he did okay yesterday. I mean, you know, we got a sack fly and got a base hit. I mean, you know, he's a player.
Yeah, I get it. He got the RBI, and then he struck out and left somebody on third too. You know, so it's really hard, man. It's really tough on these guys, I think. I think Chiltz is going with Lucky Charm, you know. I think he believed that whenever he plays Bader in center, I think the team plays better or wins. You know what I mean? He doesn't care if he strikes out five times. The team plays better, I guess. You know, I think that's what he's going with.
Yeah.
So, but the guys have been battling, man. They've been playing great ball, man. They've been going good. I think yesterday's game, the bullpen. But other than that, we got to give credit to the hitters, man. I mean, everybody giving crap about the offense, including myself, because they were struggling. But they have done really good, Jimbo.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about I always say hindsight, you know, obviously it's easy to play armchair quarterback the next day, but there's a lot of talk out there that this is the worst game Schulte's ever managed. And, you know, you can look at a couple of things on here, I guess, but I want to talk about, like, I think it's unfair sometimes for us to do that. And looking back on last night's game, if you go back through, I like to call it the log. I mean, anybody can simply do this. You can go back to the play-by-play. I mean, obviously, I like to rewatch stuff using the DVR, but, you know, you can verify things and see what situations were at the time. Now, obviously, that doesn't take into account gut feeling and things that a manager may know that we don't know. But some of the stuff that he did that I heard people kind of getting on him a little bit about, I'm not quite sure how anybody else could have done anything differently. Before we do that, though, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. I'm going to ask you to click subscribe to the podcast when you get there. Absolutely free and takes about 30 seconds, and we do appreciate it when you do so. Please find us on social media as well at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show, and at lineupmediagroup.fm, where you can also find Yo Radio, a streaming platform for your mobile device. I want to thank Adam Smokehouse, Best Barbecue in St. Louis. Benji, I see you and Polo and Selena went over there and got some of that barbecue the other day. I'm sure it was fantastic. It never disappoints. It's always some of the best Q you're going to have in the area. So get on over there, try it out. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. That's Adam Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. They do have outside seating until they can get the inside back open again when we get through this. But for now, you can get a hold of them early and get your order placed the day before to make sure your barbecue's there. Make sure you guys check them out. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To my friend, Dr. Kristen Jacobs, learn more at drkristenjacobs.com. She reminds you every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. Also check out Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center. To my friends at Gators Baseball Academy, located in Illinois and Missouri, make sure you guys check them out. It's that time of year to start getting ready here in the off season. People always say, boy, I'm going to work hard this off season. And then the next thing you know, the season snuck up on you. And, oh, I wish I'd have done this and I wish I'd have done that. Now's the time. So get your butt in there and get to work. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Benji, I want to start out with something yesterday. I saw a lot of people that feel like he pulled Wainwright too early and that kind of started the problems. Well, I'm going to tell you guys a couple things here. Number one, Wainwright pitched three innings basically, or whatever. And if I'm not mistaken, at that juncture, you know, he had pitched 3 1/3 and had given up 6 hits and walked 2 batters. That's too many base runners. Now, he was finding a way. Obviously, we were winning at the time. But the thing is I want everybody to sit here and think about this. And Benji, obviously, you're really good at this. Cardinals go into the inning up 4-0. Okay? I don't know. I mean, again, I thought the hit by Hosmer to left, that was not a – I didn't think was a great swing.
That's a lucky hit.
Yeah. Now, the fam single to center, and then the hit by Moreland. Now, Wainwright's clearly out of sorts here, right? I mean, he's clearly out of sorts. Clearly out of sorts. But now we are we're sitting there with one out. Okay? We're sitting there with one out because he gets the ground ball on a great play too, by the way. Great play by Edmund to stop that. And you're thinking, okay, we're going to get out of this. We're going to get out of this.
He almost got a double play.
Almost. Now listen, here's the thing. What would you have Schulte do there? Okay? He's got the lefty coming up. Wainwright walks Nola.
That's the one that kills him.
That's the killer right there. The walk and to Nola is the killer.
The whole game, Nola and the last guy, Nola and Cronenworth, those are the two guys that made the Padres game yesterday. If you really think about it, go back to the scoreboard, to the score, you know, card, and you will see what I mean. You will see that Nola got walks for, I don't know, I'll make this guy hit. I don't care if he hits a homer. But he got walks, very important walks. Then Cronenworth got hit and got walks. We got lucky that Grisham got struck out twice on that situation. But then who comes after? Tatis and Machado and Hosmer and Myers. So I would have left probably Wainwright a couple batters more, just knowing the situation of the game, that the game can get out of hand like it did. But I really believe that Schulte also managed the game as it was, like he knew that the game 3 was tomorrow, and he had Jack Flaherty on the mound. Like, he was really conservative. For example, there were 2 situations where Bader came in to bat, were later on in the game, right, Jimbo? And the runs were very important runs for us to get ahead more. And he let him hit. He let him hit. He struck out. But I would not let him hit in that situation. Another one was Carpenter, lefty. He came up in a huge situation, and then Carpenter, obviously, he got a walk. We're good there. He got a walk. But the situation doesn't dictate Carpenter hitting there. You see what I'm saying? So the way he managed was more thinking, okay, let me leave these guys in, because I know we have tomorrow, and we have the 3rd game tomorrow with Jack Flaherty. So it doesn't make sense to me. A lot of moves that, like for example, Jimbo, another play that I thought was a really big key was when men on second, nobody out. Yeah. Edmund, when Wong hit that double, Edmund squared a bunt, and then the next time he let him hit. Why? Yeah. You let me know why.
I would have bunted there.
If you give me a reason, every run is very important, I remember. So if you give me a good reason why you let Edmund hit, I will shut up for sure. But there was no good reason for him to let him hit. It was a bunt situation. Why? Goldsmith, Carson, and Yadi behind with men on 3rd, 1 out. And look at what happened. It doesn't mean it was going to happen, but, you know, Goldsmith almost hit it out. That was our run. And it might have changed the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's things out there that I have no idea and I don't understand. I go crazy when I'm doing the games in Spanish, you know, and I go crazy sometimes. Like, they're taking it too easy. They're taking it like, okay, they should hit. No, it's not they should hit. It's like Bader, for example, men on second, men on third. You know you're striking out so much. You know you had three strikeouts already. You have men on third, nobody out, or one out. You know what? Bunt, push the bunt to first base. Or you know, try to do something to put the ball on play. If you just push that ball, which is not easy, but if you just push the ball, you get a run in and you don't strike out. You feel better about yourself. So those are the things that I don't understand why these kids don't think about it. They don't think about these things. They just want to hit it. They just want to hit home runs. And that's not going to do it, man. That's not going to do it.
Yeah, you know, I know there's a faction of fans, which is fine, that analytical people don't never bunt, never steal, never bunt, never steal.
And it costs you games, Jimbo.
Yeah, it does. Like,
thinking that way, it costs you games.
Here's the thing. It's easy. Like, I'll say it all the time. You know, the anti-bunt crowd love to jump in and say, well, that didn't work, so you shouldn't bunt. Well, I disagree. I always say I think bunting insert – like, that was not a game last night where, like, pitchers were shutting people down. Like, I'm sorry. The guy that was pitching for San Diego at the time, like, didn't strike me as the kind of guy where if we bunted Wong the third that I felt like he was going to strike Goldschmidt out.
But that's not –
or even if he pitched around Goldschmidt, I didn't feel like he was going to strike Carlson out. Now, again, I'm insinuating. I'm guessing, and I get it. But I agree.
It's not the pitcher, Jimbo. It's the hitter. It's our hitter. 180 hitter. 190 hitter. 210 hitter. That's what dictates these things. I'm not talking about the hitter like you said right now, right? Like you're talking about the pitcher. I don't look at the pitcher. I don't care who's pitching out there. You know what I care? It's that my guy, it's Tyler O'Neill, and it's 170. As my guy, it's Bader, and it's 210. It's my guy that's Carpenter is hitting 180. That's what I see in my end of things. That's why I bond these dudes when it's an opportunity to get them over and maybe get them in. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The reason is not the pitcher. It's the hard hitters.
You know, the thing is, so the club comes back and takes a 6-2 lead in the sixth. And it does so after Helsley comes in and gets a huge strikeout. So they come in and they score two more runs to make it 6-2. Now, this is where the armchair quarterbacks start really getting into the game a little bit and start saying, like, he should have left Helsley in. Well, the reason you're saying he should have left Helsley in is because why? Because he brought Cabrera in. And he promptly walked the first two hitters. That's why. Now, you can't argue with the way things went after that. I mean, okay, he brought him in. He made the decision. I don't know. Like, I love Ryan Helsley. I don't know that I would say Ryan Helsley has been lights out dominant reliever for you. I thought it was a huge strikeout. But you can understand why he brought Cabrera in. He brought Cabrera in because you're at the bottom of the lineup. You know, like, there's some people that are like, well,
exactly.
You know, so number one, Nola's a nice player, but you brought
and I there's mean, two, but it, there's but, two lefties there.
That's right, and you're up 6-2. So you're thinking to yourself, no matter what happens, I can, you know, once I get to Tatis and Machado, I can do what I want. But you know, yeah. The walks were killer. Now he strikes out Grisham, which was a huge strikeout. So you've got two on and one out. And listen, you go to a guy that's arguably been best, one of your best relievers. Yep. And listen, and I've said this 100 times over. He got. Now,
listen, Jimbo, let me tell
looks
you
bad,
this real quick.
Looks bad, but those are two of the best players in baseball, homered off of him. Now, I said it last night. Everybody gets got. It was the walks that hurt you.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. Say exactly what you just said. It wasn't the home runs. The home runs was the two walks was the things that started it. Everything started with those two walks because if you don't walk those two guys, you might get them out. Tatis and Machado doesn't hit that inning. So guess what? It's not when Gio comes in, you obviously have, you're one of your best pitchers out there. They already shown it to you in the night before. And when he comes in, it's not the pitch. It's where it was. Here. I don't know if you – I know you won't understand what I said on the radio, but two pitches before that home run, here comes that pitch. And it was the slider. It was kind of up. He let go. It was already four sliders or five sliders already, one of those, to Tatis, four. I tell Polo, and I look at him, and I say, hey, Polo, if he throws a slider, because Polo asked me, what do you do here? And I told him straight up, I said, if I throw a slider, if he throws the slider, it better be on the dirt. If he throws a fastball, it better be up, because he was 2-2 count. And he goes, well, if he leaves it in the middle, and I said, if he throws the slider and he leaves it in the middle, it's a rocket somewhere. That's what I said. I didn't say it was a home run. I said it was a line shot somewhere, because he's already seen four. And he got struck out last night with it. So you don't think he's looking for that? So if you're a pitcher, I got to throw my best slider in the dirt. In the dirt. And where it was, right down the middle in. He just crushed it. How is he supposed to do it? Right. Our guys fouled off a lot of pitches in the middle. Their guys hit balls out in the middle of the plate. And that's what happened who was that guy that gave up the Myers home run? You know what I mean? That's the same thing.
Yeah.
So you throw that slider. Yeah, you throw that slider spinning right down the middle, of course he's going to hit it out. What the heck? Those are really good hitters. So if you throw those sliders right down where it belongs, they don't hit it. Gallegos hitting the fastball up middle to Machado. If he throws that ball where it's supposed to be, in the corner away, low, Machado doesn't do that. So it's not the pitch. It's not the selection of the pitch. It's the location of the pitch. What hurt us yesterday. Every single home run was middle or middle up. Go look at it and you'll see.
I will say this. For me, the game – now, listen, that's a game last night where you can – I don't care what kind of fan you are. Doesn't matter to me what kind of fan you are. That's a game last night where if you want to try to pinpoint one thing, you're missing the big picture. There was a lot that went into that loss last night. Just like for San Diego, there was a lot that went into the win. No matter who won or lost that game, you weren't going to be able to pinpoint it on one thing, right? The bottom line is no matter what the Cardinals did, it felt like everything they did, they just kept pouring gas on the fire. Now, if you were to look at a point in the game where I felt like it completely turned the other way and I felt like it was going to be an uphill battle from there, because you got to remember at this point, through all of this, right? The bottom line is this. I like our chances because it's 6-6. And, I mean, let's be frank. It isn't like they're bull – like, who do they have left to pitch, right?
Yep.
So, you know –
we knew we were going to score.
Okay, so I'm sitting here, and let me tell you something. And, again, I'm a big momentum guy, okay? I think, you know, there is a certain point to where another team keeps fighting and fighting, and then your guys go out and they can't hold – like, that's a part – I believe that, right? I think that's part of the emotion of baseball. The if I was to pinpoint one place for me that I thought was the biggest thing, and again, people are going to take this as I'm dragging or dogging on the guy. I'm not. The bottom line is it's a competition. And the bat that I think really turned it all the way around, and again, I'm not saying he – like, but when Goldschmidt let off the seventh with a double and Carlson did not pull the ball and make sure he went to third
– mm-hmm.
That changed the game to me because here's the deal. If he makes sure he pulls the ball, situational hitting, he popped out to short. Now, people could say, Jesus, Jim, he's had hits to left field. He's gotten on base. I'm not saying I'm mad at Dylan Carlson. Dylan Carlson's been great. Listen, I'm talking about the competition. We lost that competition. We needed Dylan Carlson to go up there and pull a baseball. He couldn't do it. which then brings up Yachty with Goldschmidt on second instead of third. Now, I ask you out there, if there's one guy at the plate you want with a runner on third and one out, I'll take Yachty. Yachty hits a ground ball up the middle, which if the infield's playing in, which they would have been, they don't get. That's number
there's one. Four, there was four times yesterday, if you go back and look at the game, four times we didn't get the guy over and we didn't get the guy in. What does that mean? There was four chances of scoring the a seventh run. Instead of being 6-2, we would have been 7-2. You know what I mean? That's just one of those situations right there.
Right.
Then you put on three more runs that we don't know. Again, we don't know if it was going to score, of course. But I tell you what, the way their guys were pitching, we probably would have scored three more runs after that one. So four chances of scoring a run when we were ahead, Jimbo. When we were already ahead, that would have just buried those guys. And that home run by Tatis, three-run homer, would have even been close to being nothing. We would have settled back, maybe, because we had a bigger lead. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So four times, Chilton not bunting, Edman, Carson not getting that guy over, and a couple more times that happened. That's four runs that, if the game is played the right way, we score. So well, for me, you ask me why we lost. I think we lost because of situational hitting. Situational hitting with our guys that are supposed to bunt. Well, because if you tell me Goldsmith, Yadi's not going to bunt. Goldsmith's not going to bunt. Carson's not going to bunt. I get it. Those are three. The young, he's not going to bunt, even though he's struggling. So those guys are not going to bunt. But any other, Colton Wong, Edmund, Carpenter, Bader, O'Neill, you name them. Even Fowler, he's a good bunter, supposedly. So if he sees a guy at second, why not bunt a guy over and get a run? My guy was Mike Socha, and he always told me, Benji, you in the playoff, you play for one run an inning. One run. You don't play for two, for three, for four. If that comes, great. You play for one run, Jimbo, every inning. And we had four chances to play for one run. And we didn't score those four. And what happened? Game over.
Well, here's the deal, too. And I don't want people to mistake anything that you or I are saying. The bottom line is we scored enough runs to win a baseball game. But the bottom line – to win a typical baseball game. But not this one. So I think kind of what we're saying is we did score nine runs, but hell, we had an opportunity to score more runs. Now, so did they, and that's part of it too. But going back to this sequence, the seventh inning, so we don't take the momentum back. In fact, we leave it in their dugout, and then they promptly come up. De Leon comes in, which I don't have anything bad to say about De Leon, but he gives up a homer right off the bat to Myers. He walks Nola. Now, he comes back and strikes out the next two guys and then gives up a home run to Tatis. Then he gets Machado. To me, we went from – and again, people can say, well, there were – and I said it. There were 100 things that went on in this game that caused us to lose this game. But the closest thing I can pinpoint to where the game was lost was we went from 6-6, a golden opportunity to take the lead 7-6, to down 9-6 all in a matter of about 15 minutes.
Yep.
To me, that's where the game was lost.
Yep. And that's one of them. That's one of them because there were so many, like you said before, there were so many. We as Cardinals, we gave them the chance to come back. We gave him that game. That's the way I see it as a player, right? We, if I'm sitting down in my clubhouse, we gave up that game. We gave it up. I mean, for whatever reason, because Cabrera walks, Gio's pitch, which is supposed to be in the dirt, De Leon's pitch, both of them are really, really bad pitches, up and away, that Tatis crushes it. A slider that just hang middle into Myers when he's supposed to be down and away. I mean, think about it. So we gave them the opportunity to win that game yesterday, and that's why we're in the situation where game three and Jack Flurry on the mound, which after all that crap that happened yesterday, which it was very frustrating to watch the whole game. After all that crap, Jimbo, we're still game three, Jack Flurry. All he has to do is pitch the way Jack Flurry pitched, and we are in.
Well, here's – and then we can take it here. So, kudos to our guys. They actually – you know, we scrap it back to 9-8. This is where the mob gets a little restless with Shilty, and that's bringing in Whitley. Now, here's the deal. The Cardinals put him on the roster. You know, Tyler Webb comes in, he gets Hosmer, he gets Pham, and then Profar gets a base hit. So how many people out there want Webb to pitch to Myers? Nobody. Nobody wants Webb to pitch to Myers. So you go get Whitley. I mean, who's left? People say, well, why is Oviedo? I can tell you why Oviedo's on the roster. He's on the roster because if you lose this game, you got Jack Flaherty going tomorrow. And let's face it, man, Jack Flaherty ain't went deep in any games.
Long relief, buddy. Long relief. He's not going to use it. Just get that in your head, guys. Oviedo is a long relief. He's a guy that when Waino messed it up yesterday, third inning, or whatever happened yesterday in the third inning, that's when Oviedo would have got in. So he gave him more innings, right? But Oviedo is not going to pitch on any situation there, on any of De Leon. He's not going to pitch over De Leon. On Chill's mind, I'm talking about on Chill's right. mind. On my mind, I would have brought him. But on Chill's mind, Webb has to pitch before Oviedo. Ponce De Leon has to pitch over Oviedo. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So Whitley, Whitley has to pitch over Oviedo in Chill's mind. Right? Remember this, guys. Whitley, if you would have given Whitley more time pitching during the season and everything, he would have been great. This is a great pitcher. You guys haven't heard about him yet. Whitley in the minor leagues had 180 ERA. And Yadi loves him, and everybody loved this kid. But he haven't pitched much.
Well, he's been hurt.
So you bring him to a situation where – gosh, you know, he's trying to locate. He haven't pitched in a while. So guess what? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy for this dude to come in and shut down people, right? So he's battling out there. He leaves something up, and he gets paid for it. But I'm not going to dog this dude. This dude haven't pitched. Whitley haven't pitched in a while. That's not the guys we need to pinpoint at. You know, I mean, would you let Webb maybe, and then Webb gets hit at homer, and then what do you say? Oh, we should have brought anybody from the bullpen.
For sure.
I don't like doing that, Jimbo. I like to be realistic. I like to be what it is, which I already told you. Four times we could have had four runs. Doesn't mean that we would have scored. It means four times we had a chance to put a guy at third with less than two outs. Four times. And this is counting the two times we missed with the guy on third. So with less than two outs. So that's six times that we could have had, who knows. And then the walks, and then the pitches on Gio, and then the pitches to Ponce de Leon, and then the pitch to Whitley. Those are bad locations. They're not bad pitches. They're bad location pitch. So, you know, third game, Jimbo, Jack Flaherty. I actually feel really good about today. I don't know about many people, but I really do feel good. I mean, should we won yesterday? Yeah. But do I feel good about today? Shoot, I can't wait for that game to start, man. It's Flaherty against whoever knows who's pitching from the Padres. I like my chances, man.
Well, here's the deal. Again, back to the beginning of the show, and that'll take us to our Patterson Tire and Service text line. Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. And we say that because while, again, tires, brakes, piece of cake, they also specialize in automotive repair as well. And you can give them a call at 618-797-6711, located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. I've been down there for over 40 years. The business, you know, that goes in and out of there, all the referrals, you guys can check those out for yourself and see just what kind of work they do. It's quality. You guys are going to love it. I know I do. They do such a great job. And you guys, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Get down there, try it out. For those of you that have been taking your vehicles there for years, continue to do so, please. But if you're looking for a place to give an opportunity for your business, they deserve it. Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. Basically today, there's a lot of complaining about Schilte on the line, which I think we talked about the game and whether or not, and again, it's easy after the fact. It's always easier after the fact. We still got some people on here complaining about some at-bats, especially from it doesn't mean that Carpenter's had a nice year, but he's had a couple okay at-bats in the playoffs. It's hard to complain. I mean, people want to point to the when he doesn't get it done or whatever, but that's fine. But the big thing for me on here is a lot of people going, how do you feel about today's game? And I think that takes us back to originally where we were today. And that's this. And I say it again, Benji. The San Diego Padres might beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-0 today. They might. But the fact of the matter is you have a chance to move on. You have a guy that you are prepared to turn your – I mean, let's face it. Jack Flaherty's the guy. If he's not the guy going forward for the St. Louis Cardinals, we're in big trouble as an organization. You are basically saying this guy is our ace going forward. You're about to give him the ball. And the San Diego Padres don't even know who's going to start the game for them yet.
And all their pitching in the bullpen are hurting because they pitched 2 days and they're gonna come back and pitch today. So they're going to be third day pitching. So it's not going to be the same arm. I don't care how professional you are, how strong you are. The second day is not good because we heard it from pitchers. Second day is not good. You don't feel that good pitching 2 days in a row. Imagine 3 days in a row. So, and they're going to have to do it because who knows who's going to pitch, So I love my chances, Jimbo. I love my chances. It's time to stop. Chelsea obviously had many, many, many people scratching their heads for decision-making and, lineup making, which I don't think Bader should have played yesterday. They have more guys there that can put the ball in play. But he was going with his gut saying, you know what? Every time I put this guy in, we win. I don't care if he hits or not. Or Camper, they're having trouble. And then he let them hit with lefties. Having good hitters, right-handers down in the bench. Ravelo, Dean, and you name it. Kistner. So there's a question there. I just don't know who's advising him or who's with him there. But there's some questions. I get it. But the bottom line, like you said, buddy, it's game three, Jack Flaherty on the mound, man. I can't have it anymore, any better.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they have an opportunity. Again,
Let me tell you this real quick, Jimbo.
On this stuff, but I love the Cardinals, and I think they're going to win. So that's it.
Yeah, and let me tell you this real quick about Waino. The reason why I would have left Waino a little longer is the same reason we are in right now. I'd rather have Waino try to get out of that situation there than have anybody in the bullpen come in and try it. That's the first thing. Second thing, you have a third game already secured. So you leave Waino a little longer because you already have the lead. You leave him a little longer and see if he can't go out. If he can't get out and he gained tied or whatever, then you get him out. But those are the two reasons why I wouldn't let him in, because you already secure the game three and you have Jack Flaherty. And plus you give an extra inning to a guy that in the bullpen that could rest,
Well, I guess I'll go if you want to call it going off the rails or whatever you want to call it, I guess the only thing I can say is this, looking at it, just being honest, like to me, I get it. They had a chance to win a game and put it away last night. They had a chance to win a game. They had a chance to have Jack Flaherty sitting there on with lots of rest to pitch game one against the Dodgers. They had that. So I get it. It just didn't work. I really don't know if there's anything to really complain. Like, we lost. you know what? We scored a bunch of runs, and the one thing that's been going well for us didn't work out last night. And like I said, if that would have been the loss that sent us home, yeah, that would have sucked. But God darn it, we play tonight with Jack Flaherty on the mound with an opportunity to go to the ALDS. I will take my chances.
If you would have told me that the bullpen was going to do this yesterday, I would have said you're crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have said you're crazy. This is one of the best bullpens. Guys, don't forget this, please. Just because they messed up yesterday doesn't mean they can come back today and shut the door out for us to win the game. Because they're one of the best bullpens in the league, if not the best. Set by many of the good guys. Set by many of the guys that face them. So don't be surprised that Cabrera comes out today and gets a big strikeout, or Gio comes back in with the third day in a row, come back in and shut the door, Helsley. And even Tyler Webb and Miller and Reyes. Don't be surprised, man. These guys have pitched their butt off all year. So I my cards, if I bet, I don't like to bet anything, but if I bet, man, I bet my Cardinal team today.
Well, yeah, here's one thing we know going into today, too. This was another question on the Patterson Tire and Service text line. Guys, who pitches tonight? Both bullpens have to be taxed. Well, it's simple. Everybody.
It's all
like,
in.
All hands are on deck. Like, yep, all in. Somebody, to your point, and what I think we can all guarantee, somebody is going to have a big appearance tonight. Somebody is going to pitch for the third day in a row, and somebody's going to come through, and somebody's not going to come through.
I'm going to tell you this, Jimbo. Our bullpen have the edge right now because we rested Reyes and Miller for the third game. They didn't rest anybody. They were loose, and they'll go home. They didn't rest anybody. They used everybody. Rosenthal threw like 40 pitches 2 days in a row. And then you go Stamen. He threw a bunch of pitches, and you go like that, and they are tired. Believe me, I know this. But we have two guys in Oviedo, three guys that can pitch out of the bullpen that are fresh for the third game with Jack Flaherty on the mound. What the heck, man? I don't. Outside in the papers, I like my chances. I don't know about you, but I love my chances.
Well, we'll see what happens. I have no idea if they're going to win, but I like our chances. And if they lose, I will say this, if they lose, I'll be disappointed because like I said, they have a real opportunity here. And again, they're supposed to win. The Cardinals know they should win this game today. And if they don't, shoot.
They go home, they get rest, they get ready for spring training.
You know,
I mean, it's not, we don't want to see that. We don't. But they understand the Padres are supposed to win the series, right? Everybody does, right? I mean, we're not supposed to win the series. I mean, on paper and from the experts or whatever, we're not supposed to. And we almost did it yesterday. And we have Jack Flaherty. And we have fresh bullpens, guys. What else do we want to ask? Come on, man. We have a chance to beat up on the Padres. On a really, really good team, a really, really powerful team. And forget about that. If we win, we face the Dodgers, another good team. So, and then if we win, we might end up facing Atlanta or whoever. But Atlanta is the strongest one so far. So, I mean, come on. We have a chance today. I like my chances.
Well, we're going to see what happens. I think Cardinals, everybody involved, are going to go out and battle. Listen, make no mistake about this. San Diego's going to come out and battle. You know, they have great players. They've done a good job over there. Signing Manny Machado was huge for them. You know, our friend Steve Flowers had said on the show when he was doing the show with us a little bit, and I agreed with him. I think the big thing for the Cardinals about signing one of these guys eventually is that making sure everybody in the league knows that they're relevant, sending a signal to players, this should still be where you want to come play. Signing Manny Machado was that signing for the Padres, and I think that has shown people there that they can play. You know, you pair him up with some of their young talent, And hey, listen, man, it's time to go to work and time to play. And you cannot like Manny Machado. There's a lot of people that don't like him. I've always liked him. I think he's a great player. And I got to tell you, man, he'd look good in a Cardinal uniform, whether you like it or not. But the bottom line is I like our guys that are in the Cardinal uniform today. I think Jack Flaherty's going to go out and throw a gem. That means I probably just jinxed the Cardinals because that's what I do. But gosh darn it, I'm telling you, if I'd have told you all you had Flaherty on the mound with a chance to advance, and that's without even telling you 2 weeks ago, and guess what? The Padres aren't even going to know who to throw because they don't know. I don't know how they don't throw their rookie. I don't. I mean, he's just
– they might. They might. Yeah,
he's a high prospect, but golly. We'll see what happens. That's why they play the game, Benji. That's why you play the game, right, brother?
Yeah, that's why you play the game. And like we said many times in the show already, we have our best guys for today. We're lined up for game three. We're lined up. I mean, Waino couldn't hold him. Then the reliever fell out yesterday. We could have won that game easy. But let me tell you what, game three, Jack Flaherty on the mound, doesn't get any better for the Cardinals. If this is a game for Flaherty to stamp his ace number out there for the Cardinals, this is a game for him. So, and he knows it. He knows it. He was on the bench yesterday yelling. He was on the bench, you know, cheering, yelling, pumping fists, you know, and doing everything. He knows how big this game is. And I know he's ready for it.
Well, I'm expecting a big game out of him. I know the St. Louis Cardinals are expecting a game out of him, just like all the fans are. And you guys are the reason why we do the show, and we appreciate you guys and your continued support. Please don't forget to check us out at twobirdsandabat.com, where you can click subscribe to the podcast. Social media, at Birds and a Bat Show on Twitter, Two Birds and a Bat on Facebook, Two Birds and a Bat Show on Instagram, lineupmediagroup.fm. Download Deal Radio for your streaming platform today. Don't forget our friends at Adam Smokehouse, the best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. St. Louis, here's your cue. DrKirstenJacobs.com. Learn more about Ooh La La Spa and Hygiene and Wellness Center. And, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy with facilities in Illinois and Missouri. Our friends at Patterson Tire and Service, where they are a whole lot more than a tire store. Give them a call, 618-797-6711, located down there in Granite City. For over 40 years, you can count on. For my good friend, Benji Molina, I'm your host, Jim Cromer. Let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Birds!